Oh dear.
Hello?
Oh beloved, now Hartley Hunt.
Hi, Alex.
Harbinon.
How are you?
Well, me and my grand brother are done.
How are you?
Further and uncloser than ever Finn.
I can't hear you.
From
Alex.
Providing thou grandchildren them eglinly. Let me tell you there, Hartley, about.
I can't hear you, sweetheart.
Tintly Hutley one. Down motherfucker.
I can't hear you, honey.
I went.
What happened?
Someone tried to fight me and my brother at the.
You had another fight?
Yes!
With who?
Me and my brother went to the movie.
Oh my god, with who did you have a fight with?
So I said to him, "You sound sick." Harrison says, "I am very sick." And I was prying about the kid, the boyfriend that gave him the PlayStation 4.
I can't understand what you're saying.
And then, what ended up, though...
Why did you have a fight with him?
I said he probably gave it to you because, you know...
Why did you have a fight? I told you.
There thou totally harmed because you asked to manage the Jai Wolf years ago. He said, stop bringing it up. Won't you forget about it? So we practically barely passed the school OSHA patrol.
Oh, Alex, I don't want you to get hurt.
On the dump of Twi-Muckler Ferry, hunted down they probably
oh,
let me
try.
I'll tell mom. I'm down there. They're all so scared that I'm going to OSHA up the down place,
doing,
right?
Honey?
Me and my brother, we leave the boat, and then as we're running out, I said, I know you're not going to make the movie as I'm calculare. The twine it took. I'm like, sometimes when they get mad at me, they drive the ferry really really slow. So then they went Monk on the slow punk, and he was late to his movie. His started 30 minutes before me. He says, trust me, we'll have a perfect amount of time. And he just ended up making...
I
need to eat.
You're not coming to mommy?
I'm going to the pub. So then Dorothy Tout tried to...
I don't understand.
We're running to the movie. And then some hoodlum, a tall, whitish, Spanish, Italian guy, just some street hick cutley. It seemed like he was coming off the ferry, but I said to my brother, where is he from? And the guy yells at us, keep running, you're scared! You're scared, punk! A guy tried to start a fight on the random street on the ferry. I said, where's he coming from? Harrison says, I don't know. I said, is it from the boat? He says, I don't know where else it could be from. And then I said, there's a homeless shelter girl right down toward the side, the Hotly Tutly Finn. And brother says, oh, I didn't know. And then the kid says, I'll fuck you up. He says, I'll fucking kill you. Keep running, scared. I got so mad. I said, can you hear what he says? Brother's like, I don't even hear. He lied. He pretended like he didn't know because he wants to sell show for some dumb type agenda, philosophical, like Seth Rogen, dumb cuck liberal, tart hotly, dumb like, the city is so perfect and some liberal stronghold, done agenda list, haven, utopocratic, dumb hotly, love it, blah, 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 blah. The kid tried to fuck it up and said, run, scared, because we were trying to make the moving. Brother and I run through the streets. I nearly see three doppelgangers of an ex-girlfriend and then just some one randomly fat-ass dumb Guido bitch who snuffed and looked away like, you're not worthy of this ass, you fucking creep lums. You could have had it, but you're playing. Then he tries running through to the next drunk brunt, and then he went... right down through to the garage pack.
I don't understand.
Draw. And then the car almost hit my brother and killed him. And I said, won't you look next time you tell me that? He says, I did look. They came too fast. And the guy literally almost killed us. Brother was like, whoa! I'm like, yeah, you definitely look. That's why you screamed and whoa. Out of the parking garage, you almost done died now.
Mommy, Grandma can't hear.
No! And then,
I can't hear you.
So aside from me going to the theater alone and being on total school OSHA patrol and these kids in the elevator, I said, is this for handicapped people? My brother told me. He says, do we look handicapped? I'm like, but you work here. They're like, ah, good one. Don't fall in the door opening behind you. I'm like, don't worry, I do CrossFit. They're like, what? I'm like, no, I'm just kidding, I'm Jewish. And they're like, all right. And then they left and they're like, yeah, and they scream, yeah. And that was that. And then the girl from the popcorn and stuff, I said, give me a medium and an upgrade. She's like, what? And I'm like, then, you know, the popcorn and soda. She's like, oh, okay. I'm like, I'm not sure if that's what it's called, though. And she was trying to spit game a bit with a smile and wink, kind of looked like a ghetto thug trap. Oh, Brandon Zendaya, John Huntley Nut. And then she gave me the aluminium popcorn, though. I say, what about the large? She's like, oh, it's the same price, though. And then she went to make up. And then I say, yeah, I don't need the points, though. Whatever. It's fine. And
then. You're there. I'm here. I don't know what the heck you're saying.
Then she says, wait, you forgot your drink cover. And then I go to wrench it, wrap it, wrap it up. And then she shows me the hickey across a big fat fucking Guido Spanista now neck. And she was so sexy and half black, half Spanish. But like, she was just trying to show off. Like, this is a dick I couldn't be getting. And you playing, bitch. And then I done like Huntley Black. Yeah, then I put a bunch of lather down.
Oh my god, you're gonna be in
some shape. I put so much down movie popcorn butter on my twipe, they knew I couldn't be in OSHA. I was just having like, aside from, I walk in and then they gave such grills the whole time. The black manager woman stared me down through the entire Morbius and then Uncharted trailers, which seemed pretty good groovy tunes. Boogie shoes, boogie.
You have to talk to mommy. I don't know what you're talking
and
about.
A woman was just staring down right with Hitler at me. That the woman was so scared I was gonna go Joker, so Ace been quick up.
I have no idea.
It was the first time in a lot of awesome
I have no
months.
Idea, honey. I'm not well myself.
I know
what you're talking about.
Oh fuck. Fuck, they took that. The fuck,
did he? I'm gonna hang up this
week. Wait, though, didn't he, ho? Then I ran out of the movie to complete a piss in an eBay auction. They were scared, like, at the end, after finally leaving me alone, the Joker finished the deed.
You're getting into a fight every day.
They think I'm psycho school OSHA just by how I act and behave. And then I run out. What the fuck was this problem? Then my brother meets up with me at the bar. I'm like, so you probably want to coerce. And they were scared enough as me in there. And they, about that, you want to tell me I don't got a job. And then that lit hurt the type of lately hurt me.
Then.
And then he says, no, did you apply for a job? I said, no. He says, well, then sit down. I want to talk about the movie. I'm like, yeah, but I ran out in the last 5 minutes. So I saw Toby get stabbed and Green Goblin. He says, that's a weird time to walk out of the movie. He says, Zendaya doesn't even remember him at the end. They reset it. I'm like, I didn't know. He said, you even missed both of the closed caption screen off credit scenes. I'm like, there's two? He says, that was an off time to go, though. Yes, there's a halfway one and then an end closed caption one. Not like you and them. And then he starts talking about some gay ass shit.
Don't make me cry. I don't know.
And then these Jew bitches overheard that we were down talking in Dunbar after creeping out the black and American Southern whiskey saloon type. So sad in the heart of Dun. Busy night down season now. Offshoot easing. The bar was down quite then empty. Twin Lily Hotly Favor. Oh my God, I'm totally tired of Lily Dunham. So the girl walked up to us in the bar, a pretty little girl with her two little Jew Hall nurse friends. And Murray Hill wished, and my bro was saying some gay herbish weird story about vouching for a kid who don't like him and makes fun of him behind his back on the trek after some tribal council met during the hike in Cali for some 18-hour run to get him fresh water because he was infected with a microbacterial type of parasite, not sympathetic. Do I sound like I'm going to make a $1 trillion startup? The question is, it don't matter. And then the girl walked up to us and said, did I hear Survivor talk? I heard tribal council. I'm like, I don't bluff and know it was him. And she was pretty mean and juicy. She looked like the girl I jerked off to later that night.
I don't know what you're talking about. Please, get off the phone.
And then...
The
girl says, you watch Survivor? My brother's like, no! No, 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 no. And he basically shoo up.
Hello?
What, Bubby?
Hello?
Hi, Bub. So, the girl basically done walked the fuck out after my brother handled this like a pussy ass bitch. She basically said, I want nothing to do with Survivor. And then the girl walked out, dip after. And then I said, it wasn't meant to be. And then, like, the bartender was just trying to pretend like he's never even known us, which he doesn't. And then I say to my brother, that was a big loss. And then he says, I'm not worried. And my brother is sick to his stomach. He has a big fever. My brother has been having walking COVID since he tried to bluff that girl in England. And then, yeah. I'm not well.
You're not making sense.
I'm not okay.
What is it that you're doing?
I'm horny as bluff.
What are you doing, honey?
Oh my God.
A
guy literally just had to fuck us up for running.
Kill you.
I know.
What the hell are you bothering with people? Mustn't bother with them.
I do,
you're
kill.
Not doing the right thing, honey.
Oh my God. Grandchildren.
You're not doing the right thing.
I do.
What are you doing?
That SNL, though, was really surprisingly done horrifically, down saddeningly, drop bad. If they just hired me, they would be so much more funny. Even though I threaten their life on the regular. I'm gonna sing for you. Listen up, y'all. Thwips and spits. The spike, turn the lungs. Small penis.
I don't know what you're doing.
What, dear? Listen. Yeah. Here we go, love. Beep, 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 beep. I love you, Granny. We don't know why God does these things, but we love them. He do all these 'cause you're Jewish. Pray wish works out. Tell her out. Even when does it you come back? You better to say, oh, you're a spad and stronger than. And don't ever know race, creed, and culture. Shoulders off, genocide, like you people. It's incandescent, oh, in a gentleman. Was what existed for all of history before a man was expected to have to mourn some contrived corn. I'm selfish. Corny, aspirish, weak stand-up routine. If that's what you bring, call game now. We all jokey. As far it grows like so annoying. Obnoxious role, skin dip the twang. All the people in Texas are so ugly now. Fish on the wall, 12-foot abroad. Hi, dear. I love you. What? Amish, Danny, Dwight, Hicks are. Yes, just as awful and hateful as to me. And my Jewish herby friends almost as much. What is the breaking point? We will know. As dark New York as orange day. All just nice to you, cause you're a strong alpha Republican. What?
I've got one mommy. I'm talking to mommy. Where are you?
What, dear?
I'm coming out, mommy.
Oh, my love. Leaves are falling all around me. Hours are on my way. And even so, we went drinking and through the day. Lemon! Mess, lockjaw, brand, lump, and then a tuna. 100 pagina, 285, torturua. I can't work, I spew venom in, twig come up in. From it come in, dwells in stones, all I live a bone. Sadia septum, retardum. Patheticum, lives done dear. Is bougie, pivoton, ad air, of course, that dull at myself. Will never lose, Scott. Elon, man, oh, your car's killing them. Why?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Do you love him, dear? You're doing okay, Shabralata Sobamano. Problematic Roganov, Ishabradano. Yeah, how stupid I set the standard and y'all still don't listen. Ishiglar, your bros playing in Fox with Drew Swisha. Daily Fix, oh? What? Shut up! Person of the year doesn't mean dick of anything. Ugly used to ride cause of back of when Hitler had the right thing and it was so much more eventful and contrasted to the dwarf and the changes all we like to see, right? Ish, you just don't like Mr. Cancel Con is in your indignant indigestive if you stupid torrid hoary brat. Why? Wow. Why? Why? Yeah. Yeah. No grandkids for you. Bloondike ish and Digistra. Algo, I sit here quite like I've done none. Congratulations, Jake Paul. New York brawl. Mine's so mad. At me, wanting hot food-ish, cause he's there having to eat cold pasta, of course. He says, let's get dinner. I say, I want sushi. He says, I'm not having sushi. I say, you don't like sushi? He says, I love sushi. I says, when was the last time you had it? He says, I'm not eating it with you. And he went and drank. And then he ruined the Jake Paul verdict. Paula. Yeah, I'm here. At me, Dwantin. Of course he upset like your dad. Reheating sadly in his inflationary skull membrane. Dunn's sweater, Levin covered over Driscoll as he sulks and sighs, eating Nani's corn lasagna, risotto, chicken cacciatore, hunter's catch, Poppy FedEx overish. They were all the best. And my dad, Dwan, about to be oh so super dead. Ah, life, am I? Torrid like the fate of the brand and betterly Berlin. Dwayne Barracuda. Or will I care more about you, main life, than Legos, than Bidoo, Lego. Entirely, I sit, squirming, innately, earthly, paralizzato in my seat. Love you, dear.
About me. Soon enough you will care by the time I'm done.